Your turn to Fab FM, and every Monday at this time, we get a chance to talk to our Mayor, Julia Liu, about all things Douglas Shire, and she's here on the line. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm feeling fantastic. Thank you very much for asking. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to get through today, miles of stuff, so let's get into it. First up, Council will lodge a submission to try and protect Douglas Shire ratepayers from the state government's reintroduction of a waste disposal levy next year.
You might recall many months ago there was a Four Corners program, which was very powerful, actually, in terms of talking about what was happening in various states in relation to waste, and particularly the fact that New South Wales was coming into Queensland and dumping its waste and causing enormous problems, particularly for councils in the southeast of Queensland. And so they were, I think, already thinking of reintroducing this levy, and they have done that now. And whilst councils in the far north are generally very supportive, and ours is as well, we're very concerned that it's being rushed through. And we've had a good discussion at the last FNQ ROC meeting. That's the regional organisation of councils up here. There's 13 councils that are part of that. And we think it's good. We know that everyone needs to reduce, reuse, recycle waste products. We want as little as possible to go into our landfills, and we're all working at getting rid of our landfills. However, this levy will, at this stage, unless they get a few things sorted out, will certainly be not great for our ratepayers, and we don't want our own ratepayers to wear the cost. Some of the examples of this is that at the moment, and there are many unanswered questions, I might say, and partly that is because of the timing of when they want to introduce this levy, and that's why we're calling for them to delay that, is that at this stage we expect to incur costs for our use of our own public place bins and illegal dumping. And that's only one small example. Douglas Shire and Cairns are the only two councils north of Ingham that do provide curbside and public place recycling. And at Douglas, we've provided this since 1996. So that's 22 years ago we started this. And so we've also moved to stop landfilling. We've entered into contracts with Bedminster Advanced Waste Treatment to do that. So we feel that we're sort of ahead of the game, and we certainly don't want this new levy to bringing more costs for our ratepayers. And so our submission is quite detailed. We've sent that off. It went through council last Tuesday.
So what would be the main point? You want some sort of dispensation?
Well, there will be. I suppose the real issue is that because of the levy, which everyone feels has been rushed, there are a lot of unanswered questions. And so we know that the Local Government Association of Queensland is also working hard on our behalf. And because it's rushed at the moment, it's difficult for us to know how is the best way that we would actually be able to meet those levy requirements. For example, even at our waste transfer stations, we will have to introduce different systems and different technology to be able to calculate and accurately meet those levy requirements.
Fair enough. Okay, we'll sort of watch this space with that story. Now, this is great. The council has won two awards for asbestos awareness. Tell us about that.
Yes, look, we've really had great attention on our workplace health and safety over the last few years, particularly since the reintroduction of the new council. And one of the things that we've been working very hard on is asbestos awareness, not just within council, but also in the broader community. So we've had quite a number of awareness programs. We've had certain targets, and we've had campaigns. And this is now being recognised by the awarding of what's called the Betty Awards. But in the building industry, and also with council, in terms of we, you know, are in the construction business as well, every time there is a renovation of a building or a building is demolished, there has to be an assessment of whether they do think that asbestos is there, and if a building has been built prior to a certain age, it's very likely that that is the case. Council, in terms of we've been doing some renovations to our depot area that was built many, many years ago, and so with all that, we've had to make sure that our own workers are not exposed And that is one of the things that we've been doing, and we've documented that. And this was all put forward by some very innovative staff. They found out about this award program and they submitted a submission, and we were successful in that.
You know, in buildings around the Douglas Shire, have we got a lot of those buildings that still contain asbestos, or is it in the minority?
Look, I suppose I can't really give you an accurate assessment myself of that, but we do have some old buildings, and it is likely that if those buildings were demolished, that's exactly what the builders would have to take into account. And they do that. I know that, you know, people these days, we've got award-winning builders, and, you know, they're pretty up with these things, of course.
That's right. Talking with our Mayor, Julia Liu. Julia, water notices were issued last Wednesday. Ratepayers have until the close of business on the 31st of this month, July, to pay those accounts. And we mention this because I guess it's important that council receive these payments to get about doing your own business.
Look, yes, that is absolutely correct. And we, you know, most people are able to pay their bills on time. But certainly if people are having a bit of difficulty, they can contact our rates and water payment area. They can ring council, they can come in and see them. And we do, you know, offer and negotiate a payment plan, for example. There's also information about this on our website, and it's called a rates and water payment options page. So certainly if people do think that they might have some difficulty, they're very welcome to contact our staff as soon as they're able to.
Now, repairs have been completed to Flagstaff Walking Trail between Little Cove and the Water Tower. So this section is now open as of today, Monday, just in time for school holidays.
Yes, no, we've been working really hard at making sure that this particular section has been repaired, and this is all due to some seriously heavy rain on the 25th and 26th of March of this year, the most that Port Douglas had ever experienced, actually, since 1911. So we've got, we've had some quite substantial damage to the walking trail, but two sections we've been able to finish. And the first section, as you know, I think we talked about that a few weeks ago. So people can go from 4 Mile up and go a certain area. Then now they can go from Little Cove all the way up to the Water Tower. And so there'll be a third section, a final section, which we will be completing in the next few months.
Terrific. And the Rocky Point Sand Nourishment Project has been completed.
That's also correct, which is fabulous. I've been passing that in the last couple of weeks. That involves the removal of clean sand from our Daintree Ferry stockpile to the Rocky Point foreshore. We regularly have to dredge the Daintree River for the safe and continued operation of the Daintree Ferry. And so we have a pile of sand that sort of develops at that point. And under the state government environmental guidelines, when you actually take sand out of a river, you have to then sort of put it back in the, not exactly in the same vicinity, of course, but it actually means that we've got some really great and clean sand that we're able to use for nourishment of certain areas, for example, that we want to build up or perhaps have experienced erosion. And we've done that over many years, and we have various programs. For example, we've done that particularly at Newell Beach in recent years as well. So now this sand is being placed onto this foreshore because that particular area can experience gouging, you know, in heavy sort of weather and heavy rains. And, and that's really because the boat ramp was built there many years ago.
Now, I know that council gets involved with a lot of school activities. The Mossman Library is involved as well, the school holiday activities. Now, this is fun with robots and gadgets. Please explain.
Look, our library is fantastic and it's always really well patronised. And I know that during the school holidays, you know, a lot of kids and older kids too really enjoy going in there. But this year particularly, in this coming school holidays, we've got the fun with robots and gadgets, and that's on Wednesday, so this coming Wednesday, the 4th of July, and also Thursday, the 11th of July, from 2 to 4 p.m. So all you need to do is contact our library staff and let them know that you'd really like to participate.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We're talking with our Mayor Julia Liu, as we do every Monday morning around this time. And Julia, the annual airing of the Quilts exhibition in the Mossman Indoor Sports Centre, it's the last day today, Monday, but you were spotted there on Saturday.
Look, it's a fantastic exhibition. It's been now in the Mossman Indoor Sports Centre for many years. This year, it's actually the 12th anniversary. And so it's been a three-day event, and it started on Saturday. And so the last day is today. And I'd really encourage people, if they've got a little bit of time, to go and have a look, because it's just absolutely stunning. All the different quilts and, you know, the amazing work that people do. And I know that it was packed out when I was there on Saturday. And you can also get a cup of tea or coffee and some homemade sweets and goodies, and so it's a really pleasant way to spend a couple of hours.
Now, Julia, the Mossman pool is expected to reopen this Friday. The Olympic-sized swimming pool is undergoing significant upgrades to the pool filtration system, but as I understand it, unexpected technical issues have arisen.
Look, that's correct. I think we initially advised that we were hoping that the pool would be open last Friday. It's obviously had to be delayed for a week. And I'm not exactly sure what has caused the delay, but certainly it is a significant upgrade to the pool's filtration system. So I suppose I can only anticipate maybe some of the parts. There might have been a delay in getting those parts from wherever they came from. It could have been a delay, for example, in the contractors installing it. There may be some other things. I'm not entirely certain, but I'm happy to fill you in next week if you want some more details.
No worries. But anyway, it's expected to reopen this Friday. And lastly, but not least, Council will be carrying out high-pressure cleaning of pipes in the Port Douglas area over the next 2 weeks.
Look, yeah, this is a really important sort of annual bit of maintenance that we really have to do. And we want to do it particularly because we know that this will reduce flooding, particularly from the last wet season, as you know. We've had that sort of mammoth bit of rain for a couple of days. And so we're now very busy at the moment working in Garrett Street, Mowbray and Mudlow Street, and we'll be doing as much as we can in the next couple of weeks.
No, it sounds good. Well, that's it. Thank you so much for talking with us again this morning, and you have a wonderful week.
And same to you. Bye-bye.